Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Good evening, Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. This is The Back Room. Every Thursday, 6 or 7, playing the best in brand new music of the indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk kind. And that is the Mr. Jets. And that is a new one from them. It's called Flea Joy. Got a packed show for you tonight. Got some special guests. Tramlines was amazing. Anybody who went to Tramlines who's listening, I hope you had a great time too. I hope you caught some great bands there. It was a great weekend, and managed to catch up with Clint Boone and Stephen Holt from Indie Legends, The Inspiral Carpets. So that's on tonight. And also, great band who are up and coming. Their debut album hits the shops tomorrow and other places where you buy stuff. They are called Man, Woman, Chainsaw. Their debut album is Cannonball, and we're going to be chatting to them about that. Also, music news, local national gig guide, new album releases. Don't go anywhere. This is Dulio.
That's the Snuts, and that's a great track from them, and it's called In Motion. Okay, let's talk about this band. They are called Man Woman Chainsaw. They are from London. Their debut album, Cannonball, is out tomorrow. This is from them. This is called Get Up and Dance from the album. Chatting after this.
My brand new shoes are dancing on the ceiling. I don't think I've ever felt this feeling. Catch you in the street, falling on my feet. Have some pride, I'll make you mine. Take it for granted, think that you landed. The jokes you made, or the part that I played. When I laughed, you don't have to stay. Get up and dance. For me, my baby. Oh,
Fire away. So a pleasure to welcome Emmy and Billy from Man Woman Chainsaw. It's a pleasure to have you on Sheffield Live on the Back Room. How are you doing today?
Yeah, very good. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, great stuff. It's a pleasure to have you. You know, I've been champion of music for quite a while. I really want to talk about the debut album, Cannibal. You know, congratulations, guys. It's an amazing album. Just want to put that out there first. And that's going to be out on the 7th of August. But just let's go back a bit and kind of, I mean, there's quite a number of you in the band. How did you guys all get together? How did you form? How did you find your way together?
We all met at school, pretty much, apart from Cleo, who was just sort of met Billy Ward at like a little garden gathering one day. But yeah, we all went to school together. Me, Billy Ward and Vera, we've known each other since we were 14. Lola and Billy Doyle, we met when we were 16, and they joined on a little bit later. Billy Doyle is our most recent addition, and yeah, prized possession.
but not a newbie anymore, I would think.
No, definitely yeah, not. It's been long enough.
And so, yeah, obviously started quite young and stuff. And like, did you kind of, because your music, it covers so many aspects, I think. And I was trying to think, how do I describe it? And I'm, how would you describe it? Because, yeah, there is so many different kind of levels to your music, I think.
I think we're always sort of not sure of how to answer that as well. We just say like rock music with too many people in it is kind of the thing people sort of agreed on.
That's a nice way of putting it.
But yeah, I don't know. It's a good, like a combination of rock and pop, but not pop rock.
Not pop rock,
but sort of rock, a mix between that. Maybe. And then obviously we've got piano and violin, so it's like,
yeah,
got some like more, I don't know, classical, orchestral, I don't know, maybe not quite orchestral, but dramatic flair perhaps, dramatic, I don't know.
I remember when I first heard Nosedive on the album, I thought, this is just a great, great record. It's so many bits to it. And the violins just really, really stand out. I don't know if you agree, but I don't know why I hear Arcade Fire. I don't know why. Maybe because there's a number of you. Maybe it's there's
that violin. We get that. Yeah. We get that a lot. Like,
yeah, okay. It's not just me then.
No. The head of our label, before we got a record deal, he said that, he came to one of our gigs and he said it really reminded him of Arcade Fire.
Yeah, yeah.
They were like, yeah, what, 2000s sort of legendary. I only like listened to them like for the first time a few months ago after like having the comparison a fair few times. I was like, let me see if there's actually true or not. And I've not come to a conclusion yet. I don't know if I agree on that.
There's a lot of them, I guess.
There is a lot of them, yeah. And then, eight in Arcade Fire, I think. Something
really?
Like that. Yeah, I think so.
We've got a couple more members to add.
Yeah. You've got to get a couple more to go. But it sounds like you weren't inspired by them, Emmy. So it's
I don't think so, no. But I'll take the comparison. They're a cool band, so yeah.
There's so many great records. There's Goddamn Lizard Man. I've been playing that. That's great. Only Girl. What do you have a track on the album that you might have different sort of opinion for yourselves? Like, which one do you like? Because you tour, you've done some hard touring as well. So I'm thinking, what's a song that's kind of for you that means more connection to you and probably just playing it as well, getting out there on the stage with it.
I would probably say actually. I mean, we just did a show at Latitude and it was really good. And I think Nosedive actually is one for me that I love probably the most. I think it maybe sums up the album the best. And it's really enjoyable to play it live because people sing along, people get on shoulders and move and dance. And it's just a lovely thing to see. So I think that's probably, for me, the tune to round it all up.
Yeah. What about you, Emmy?
I'd say pretty much I was going to say that, but for the same reasons. But for live as well, we've been playing The Thing, which is not a single, but is on the album, which is probably my favourite one to play live because I barely play anything on it, actually. So I just get to, like, dance around a bit, which is fun. It's the only one I actually, like, must have moved to if I'm, like, got a decent amount of energy before a show. Play it early on as well so then I can crash out afterwards.
It sounds like you had an amazing reception at Latitude. That's great. It's a great festival, isn't it? It's quite nice, chilled. Yeah, quite a nice chilled one.
Yeah, a lot of like.
Yeah, the time. Sorry, you go.
About like a lot of teenagers who are like experiencing their first festival.
Oh really? Okay.
Maybe slightly with like parental guidance and advisory because their parents seem to be there with them as well. But yeah.
Yeah, we've just had tram lines here in Sheffield all weekend as well. It's like because we're quite a lot of teenagers there as well.
yeah.
Checking out the new bands. Maybe one day you'll play tram lines in Sheffield. Who knows? Are you going out on touring? You've got kind of outstores. You've got that going on in August. Then you've got full on tour, and then finishing with America. I heard the New York date was sold out like way in advance.
Yeah. It's been good. We've added another date in a different venue. And it's really lovely to see. I mean, it makes it a bit more worthwhile because it feels kind of crazy flying all the way to New York
yeah.
to play to a room of like 100 people. So playing to a room of 200 people feels better.
Have you done that already?
Pardon?
We did South by Southwest in Austin last spring, which was sick. That was like kind of amazing. I've been to America once before, but it's like always a bit of a like kind of crazy culture shock in quite a sick way, especially Austin as well. It's very like artsy liberal sort of like really cool city. And then after that we flew to Seattle to do KXP, which is obviously a like show, but still really sick. But yeah, it would be our first like actual like headline shows in America, pretty cool.
That'd be amazing. It's all very exciting for you. There's lots of stuff going on, and it must be really exciting to get the album out, which is out, on August 7th. Yeah, what's that like, kind of getting all your work there and ready to go? And I know you've got it on lots of different coloured vinyls as well, and yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, we just got our vinyls the other day. I've got them here, actually.
Is it like limited edition berry, I think? Or
Dark one.
Nice.
Yeah. Really, it's really cool to see it like in your hands as well, because that's what it's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. It's that kind of thing that you can hold, isn't it?
Yeah. It's finally there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can have all the screens and all that, but to actually have something in your hand that's going, this is our record. It's something special.
It makes it feel finished completely.
Yeah, and like it's sort of not in our hands anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, so this is for the world now. There you go.
Is that there? Are you guys who kind of record on the road? Do you find inspiration on the road to write stuff? Or is it more kind of when you've got back from touring and back in the studio, what's the kind of process for writing for you guys?
I would say we don't really do any writing on tour. I heard that Fontaines DC, wrote a lot of their album during sound check during the sound checks of their tour. They got quite a lot of work done, so maybe we should start doing that.
Wow.
They must have long bloody sound checks.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Half hour changeover for a festival.
They're going to write Wonderwall or something in about 2 seconds. I can't remember what Noel Gallagher... I can't remember Wonderwall was written by Noel Gallagher ridiculously quickly, I think, remember. When Liam went to the pub. I can't remember the story, but it was something stupid like that. But yeah, I don't know, sound checks. It seems a bit like having to multitask there a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, but it probably isn't for us. But I think we mainly write when we come back and we go away together to a place in the country and we write music there, like people bring in songs and then we make them complete, I guess. We kind of finish them, or sometimes we jam, and that's kind of how all of the album was made. I mean, it is basically all in that room, so it's quite cool.
It's amazing. And you know, really fortunately we're going to see you in Sheffield. There's a Float Along Festival, I think 26th September, I think, with a lot of other bands on. Great festival as well over the city. So it's good to see you here. But yeah, you're so busy. It's going to be a bit non-stop, isn't it, really? From having the festivals, then the tours, then the album. And
It will be. I've never been to Sheffield.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, no, we've never been, no.
Yeah, I think it's going to be our first time that it's like we're going away for that long of a period, all sort of in one go. So we're going to have to learn how to like do laundry on the road and stuff.
I'm assuming you'll get on all right.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Like there's sometimes little bits, but like nothing serious.
We'll see after 3 weeks.
Yeah,
it'll be fine.
It's usually just to do with like
test
wearing. Which personally I've got no problem with, and also probably because I'm one of the culprits, but yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Emmy, Billy.
Sorry, we might have to do some like room changes. We usually stay in the same pairs, but
do you?
Maybe we'll get sick of each other, so we'll have to like do some swaps.
I'm sure you'll work it all out. It's all process, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all process.
Emmy, Billy, Man, Woman, Chainsaw. Love you guys. Thanks so much for just giving you time to be on the show today. Good luck with the tour, good luck with the album, and I'll catch you down in Sheffield. Looking forward to seeing you live.
Looking
awesome.
Forward
can't
to
wait.
It. Very excited.
out tomorrow. Man, Woman, Chainsaw, debut album Cannonball. It's called Nosedive, that track. It's 6:34, you listen to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. And this is The Back Room. And let's do some music news. Let's see what's going on in the world. The promoter of Oasis' huge Live 25 tour has been granted a license to host gigs at Nebworth, making rumours of a 2027 comeback more likely. SGM Concerts secure the license from North Hereford Council, meaning they have now the ability to plan and host events at the iconic space. The license allows for events up to 125,000 people and permits the promoter to plan live music events that can run till 3 a.m. Jack White's The Third Man Records has announced the pop-up stores of UK and Ireland. The label will take over 5 independent record shops between August the 28th and September the 20th, with stops in Bristol, also Newcastle, also Belfast, Dublin, and Glasgow. Each pop-up shop will stock exclusive vinyl, limited edition merchandise, posters and books, as well as a series of homemade bootleg editions of White records. So, still got Inspire Wars coming up. Managed to catching up with the tram lines with Clint Boone and Stephen Hull. That's all coming up. Also, local national gig guide, new album releases. But this is new from Flo Crow and the Dilemmas. And this is called Salvation.
I'm on a mission, maybe you could call it fishing, maybe fishing around. I don't believe it, maybe I cannot perceive the state of bliss that I found. Am I rushing or is this all merely breathing? Am I lost in the sound? Is this all living? Am I supposed to be forgiving all around and around? I'm on a mission now, I lost my inhibitions and I'm taking you down. Because I'm guessing it's a lesson. Don't be messing with the wrong kind of crowd. It won't be subtle, it's too late for that. Your knucklehead is going to cry. I'm gonna hit you and it rips you up and spits you. You'll be right out of bounds. We'll be right back.
Flo Kro and the Dilemmas, and that is called Salvation. Now, Tramlines was an amazing festival if you were out there. Checking out some new bands, some older bands and stuff. Now, one band, Legend Heroes, the Inspiral Carpets, and caught up with Stephen Holt and Clint Boone to talk about their journey in music and amazing new album. Kind of. Dragging Me Down, of course, by the Inspiral Carpets. Let's see what happened when I caught up with Clint and Stephen at Tramlines.
Hey,
I with Stephen and Clint from the Inspiral Carpets, backstage on the tram lines, on their tour bus. Very nice and cool as well.
Yeah,
how are you guys doing?
We're good, yeah. Having a nice day out. We've sort of been milling around the site. It's a big site, isn't it, really?
It is a big site. And you're quite familiar with Sheffield. You played in Sheffield a number of times over the years, haven't you?
And I think it was one of the first cities outside Manchester that we played, I think.
The Alamshire, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Alamshire. The Alamshire Hotel. And then we used to take two in Atcliffe. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
And the Hallamshire Hotel's reopened as the Hallamshire Hotel for gigs upstairs.
The room upstairs.
The rooms upstairs. Yeah. They've renamed it. It became a pizza place for about 10 years.
Was it?
And then they reopened it for gigs. So
that's exciting.
Yeah,
that's
pretty
a famous
exciting.
Venue, because didn't Pulp play there?
Loads of bands played there. But yeah,
well,
very
we
famous.
Played Jarvis was at the gig we did there.
He did. That's right. He was.
We've just come from Nick Banks with the Evelish Pregnant Brothers on those drumming for them.
Right,
so he's like, he's knocking about.
Yeah.
So you guys been around? I think 83 is when you formed. 83
around
that time.
83.
So a long time.
Yeah, and me and Graham started sort of messing around in his bedroom with instruments, musical instruments.
Yes.
And so they started playing covers first and writing some tunes, and then sort of things moved on. You joined about 86, wasn't it? 85, 86, wasn't it?
So they came to me to have a demo recorded. Yeah. I had a little recording studio.
Yeah.
And the Inspirals came to me to record a demo for them.
Mm.
And then I think we ended up, we did the first session. I just fell in love with the music right away.
Yeah.
And then it was like quite punky.
Mm.
Yeah.
No keyboards, but I had this collection of old 60s keyboards.
Yeah, yeah.
And after getting to know them, and they were rehearsing down there as well, and I just said to Graham one night, if you bring this Farfisa organ in, it'll sound like the Seeds or the 34 Elements or a lot of these 60s bands. So that's how I ended up barging my way into the band.
I did. Barging your way.
Yeah.
But it's so amazing, isn't it? Because actually then the 90s and the whole Manchester thing kicked off.
Yeah.
Did you realise that you'd become kind of so significant culturally over the years? Because that, like, something shifted then in 1989, didn't it? 1990.
Yeah.
I think initially we did feel like we were out on a limb.
Yeah.
Because Oldham was very much, it's 8 miles outside Manchester, so, you know, there wasn't really a very cohesive Manchester scene at the time. I'm talking like 86, 87, 88.
Yeah.
But it turned out that what we were doing in our part of northeast Manchester, the Roses were doing something in a different part of town, and the Mondays, and we were all a bit sort of oblivious of each other at the time, but we were all working away at our special little sounds, you know, our hybrid sounds. We were garage and 60s and quite punky.
Yeah.
The Roses were, they had that dreamy 60s vibe, but they had quite a goth sort of vibe.
They were a gothy band, but I don't think a lot of people know that. When you listen to the very early Stone Roses stuff from about 85, they're like
guitarists, didn't they? What was it? Andy Cousins.
And then you had the Mondays doing their thing.
And the Charlatans, of course, as well. They came in with
that
was Northwich.
Yeah, Northwich.
None of it happened overnight. Just suddenly it got packaged at the same time and became Manchester eventually. So it was it sped everything up for us then at the time. It was like, just I never had a problem being part of that scene. I don't think I did, but there's certain interviews that you see from back in the day where we'll be like, nah, we're not just about Manchester, you know, from Oldham or whatever. But
sure,
I think it was all
everybody wanted to be grouped in it by the end, probably, like,
even back to London and Glasgow, you know, Primal Scream and Blur, you know, they were doing interviews in Japan, and people were asking Primal Scream, so what's it like being in from Manchester? You know, it's like they weren't trying to do that, but everybody was influenced by Manchester's scene at the time.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
But it just meant that around the world, people assumed bands like the Soup Dragons are from Manchester as well.
Oh, but it's been such a journey for them. I mean, and God, there must be so many highlights over the years and stuff. But you've got a new album coming out. It's very exciting. Burn Like the Sun is going to be out in January.
29th of January.
And you've got Professor Brian Cox doing the announcement.
We did. Yeah, it was quite a coup, isn't it? Really?
I listened to that. And went, wow, that's a great start, isn't it?
A lot of the time, people like that will say, or the agent would say, Brian will do it, but we need £2,000 or whatever.
Yeah.
Within minutes of him getting the request, we got a message back saying, right, he's going to do it. Within a couple of hours, we had the message that He must have done it.
I think he was in Australia doing some TV program, wasn't he? So I did it straight away. But it'd been a really cool thing because obviously the link with the Sun and whatever. We'd been doing some filming and photos at Manchester Victoria Baths, which is a really cool location.
Yeah.
But it had this massive kind of sun in there called Helios, didn't it? Yeah. So we were doing stuff there.
It was
there.
An art installation.
It just fitted in brilliantly. Honestly, it was really, really cool.
But we've always had that. There's always been a lot of space. Yeah. References in our music, you know, like Saturn V, obviously. Was
Probably
one of the biggest pop records ever about a spaceship, I'm guessing. So we've always had that. We've had songs like Lost in Space again, and there's a lot of references. So it's to me, it's bringing us back to that 60s sort of science fiction sort of.
What's it like kind of having this kind of a new album out and new material out and stuff? And then you're going back, you're going on a co-headline tour with the Wonder Stuff, I think.
That's it,
October.
So we'll hear a lot.
Obviously on that tour you're probably going to be playing some of the new stuff, I'm assuming.
I'm guessing three, maybe four of the new tracks, because it's we don't want to bombard, we're not doing the full album live yet. Five songs in the set. Last night
we
did five.
Yeah, we did five on the recent gig.
So that's what's expected tonight as well, kind of.
Three tonight. We're doing Wonder Stuff gigs because it'll only be a 45-minute set, so probably three of the new ones.
Yeah. Will you swap round if it's a co-headline on different way? Because a lot of bands do this, don't they? Yeah. Depending on which city, town they play in.
We're officially the support band.
Right.
But we started saying co-headlining now. And they haven't noticed. So,
so we are co-headlining, yeah.
Miles is coming. He's going to figure it out near the end.
He came seeing us a few weeks ago in. Played in Shrewsbury.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Which is where he lives over that side. Yeah.
He came seeing us. We had a real nice chat after, and you can tell he's chuffed that we're doing
it.
Yeah. We think it's a good brand association, you know what I mean? Us and the stuff is like.
Definitely
from the same sort of scene.
Yeah, definitely. And Sheffield Octagon on the 3rd of October. So got another Sheffield date as well.
Yeah.
So loads of stuff, loads of plans for you guys. You don't stop really.
It looks like we're off to Australia and New Zealand again next year, probably in May. That we're just waiting
for. Oh, amazing.
Greece as well, we're looking at Greece, aren't we, probably, I think. Just keeping going. We're loving doing what we're doing at the moment, probably more than we have for years and years and years, and love the new material.
That's really cool.
So it's just about getting it out there and keep going, really.
What's the song that you kind of really love playing? Is there a song like you might have different opinions?
It
all the people
about
might have a different opinion.
But She Comes in the Fall, it's one of my favourites to play live. It always gets people going, doesn't it?
I love that tune. I agree.
I find it hard to pick one because it's like, I think Sackville's a big moment.
That's another one, I think. Move, I love
Dragging Me Down is always a good one as well, isn't it?
I can also say the set we're doing now, it's an hour and 45, not tonight, but our headline sets recently.
Yeah,
we're doing an hour and 45, that's including encore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there isn't one song in that set where I'm thinking, well,
go to the toilet.
I think we have a song.
You do it gigs, and it's like, oh, they're playing that well. I'll go to the toilet or the bar at this point, you know.
I'm hoping for directing traffic, but there you go. That's
in there as a potential filler if you need to plan the set out today, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
It's a 1 hour set today, so traffic's probably going to be in there.
Oh, amazing. Stephen Clint, thanks so much for the Spiral Carpets for talking to the show tonight. Have a great gig. And loads of plans.
Yeah.
Loads of great new
music. Exciting times.
Yeah. New single out soon.
New single.
enjoy it. Thanks for supporting us as well.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
A pleasure. Thanks, guys. Cheers.
No problem.
Really great to chat to in Spirals at Tramline. Such nice guys. Okay, it's 6:51. It's the Sheffield Live 93.fm. This is the Back Room. And this is new from Sheffield band, the Unvangs. This is Flying. I like the way you're moving. as Young Thangs there. Okay, let's do some gigs for Sheffield. And this is what's going on this week. Sisters are dancing in Matilda tonight. Tomorrow, we've got Millie Pye at the Hallamshire. Man in the Mirror at Octagon Centre. And then on Saturday, you've got Earl Grey at the South Bank Warehouse. Sunday, Funeral at the Old Workshop. Tuesday, Jenny Donut and the Spurs at the Grey Stones. And Exploding Flowers at Delicious Clam. Some dates they've just been announced. Declan McKenna, Stockton and Tees Jordan Theatre on the 23rd of August. And Stoke-on-Trent, Sugarman on the 24th. Those tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10. Weezer have announced an arena tour. 14th of May kicks off in Newcastle. And then Manchester Cop Live on the 15th, Leeds Arena on the 17th, Glasgow Hydra on the 19th, Birmingham Arena on the 21st, London Alexandra Palace on the 22nd, Cardiff Arena on the 23rd of May. Those tickets go on sale on the 14th of August at 10. And Quayside, great band, they are kicking off their tour. Electric Studios in Sheffield on the 26th of November, and then Newcastle upon Tyne on the 30th at the Clooney. Bristol Exchange on the 2nd of December, then after Cardiff, London, Birmingham, Nottingham Rescue Rooms on the 9th of December, and Manchester Academy 2 on the 10th of December. And those tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Okay, this is new from Ed Cozens, called Homeward Bound.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one-night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band.
Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escape, and home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silent.
Every day's an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories. And every stranger's face I see reminds me that.
Music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me, silently for me, silently for me,
silently for me,
silently for me,
silently for me.
Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness in harmony. I need someone to comfort me.
That's Ed Cozens featuring Daisy Shu. It's called Homeward Bound. Thanks for listening tonight. Thanks to the Inspiral Carpets. Thanks to Man Woman Chainsaw. Some new album releases. Get their album Cannonball. It's out tomorrow. Also, an album's out, Dinner Party, What You Bring In, and a new one by Ceremony called Tell Me Your Dream. I'll be back next Thursday with loads of great new music. And also, my special guest will be Saffron from Republica. 30 years anniversary of the debut album, so check that out. I will see you next week. I'm going to play out with this band. They are called The Now. This is Drug. See you next week.